From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Lawson. The National Republican Party will begin spending money to support Josh Hawley in his race for the U.S. Senate. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the Missouri Republican Party this week gave the national organization permission to help fund Hawley's campaign before the August 7th primary. Party spokesperson Chris Newell noted President Trump endorsed Hawley. Hawley's campaign said in a statement that Republicans lost to Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill in 2012 because it didn't unite and choose a good candidate. Austin Peterson, another GOP candidate, called the decision an attempt to disenfranchise Missouri voters. A black state lawmaker will hold a do-over photo tomorrow after a social media backlash over photos from Tuesday's Gateway Arch ribbon-cutting ceremony in St. Louis. The photos included only white people. Democratic State Representative Bruce Franks Jr. said yesterday on Facebook Live that the image was not reflective of the city he represents. He proposed a new photo with black leaders to take place tomorrow. The photo from the dedication featured more than a dozen people. Gateway Arch Park Foundation apologized in a statement released yesterday. The city is almost 48% black, according to data from the U.S. Census, larger than any other racial group. The park was dedicated Tuesday, the culmination of a five-year, $380 million renovation. It was the first major renovation since the arch opened in 1965, and about two-thirds of the funding came from private donations. The Empower Missouri Human Rights Task Force released a report that outlines two potential causes of the racial disparity in traffic stops made by the Columbia Police Department, of Columbia, Missouri, reports. The task force used data from the state's 2017 vehicle stop reports. The report identified policing strategies like saturation patrols as contributing factors to the problem. In these patrols, officers are sent into hotspot areas to conduct no-tolerance patrols for any traffic violations committed, no matter how small. Empower Missouri reported that a lack of a clear standard for the CPD officers to file information about traffic stops may lead to inaccurate records of stops and the reason why they're made. A newspaper says it has obtained emails showing that the top campaign fundraiser for former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens worked to set up a meeting between a prolific donor and the state official. The Kansas City Star reports that the email exchange from February 2017 came amid efforts to raise money for a pro-Greitens dark money group, A New Missouri. A New Missouri is called a dark money group because as a nonprofit, it faces no limits on the contributions it can accept, and it's not required to disclose its donors. Democratic State Representative Gina Mittens of St. Louis County said the emails appear to be evidence of coordination between the governor's office, his campaign, and the dark money group. I'm Madison Lawson, KBIA News, Columbia.